As you all have probably figured out, today is not the normal date that we celebrate the Feast of the Annunciation. The Annunciation normally falls on March 25th, which brings up several questions. First of all, why March 25th? Some people would calculate that, well, that's of course 9 months exactly before Christmas, and so that's how they figured out when the Annunciation occurred. Because, of course, the Annunciation is not simply the Annunciation to Mary. The feast is actually called the Annunciation of the Lord, meaning announcing the Lord's arrival, the Incarnation. It could also be called the Solemnity of the Incarnation, but because of the important role, the key role that Mary has, and the event that happens, as recorded in Scripture, is the Annunciation of the Lord to Mary. But again, so is it Christmas Day that determines the day of the Incarnation? Probably not. Probably it's the other way around. There's an ancient custom, it seems, that the church believed that Jesus was conceived on March 25th, and so that's how they determined Christmas Day. But the reason that they thought the Incarnation was March 25th was because that was the day that they believed that the Lord Jesus died on the cross. And there was this ancient understanding that important things in God's providence happened on particular days for a reason. And, for example, a man, when the Savior of the world would come into the world, that he would enter the world on the same day that he would exit the world. So, March 25th is Good Friday, the day that the Lord took flesh. Was the day that the Lord died in the flesh on the cross. Which brings up a second question, or a second interesting point anyway. What was March 25th this year? And why didn't we celebrate the Annunciation on March 25th? It was Good Friday. This year, Good Friday fell apparently on the day that the date that the Lord actually died. All this brings us really to a fitting celebration, very fitting celebration today as we end the octave, and sort of we make it a novena by tacking this day at the end, the first day that we can celebrate a solemnity after the Easter solemnities are finished. We celebrate this, and really it takes us back to the beginning. The beginning to the end, to the new beginning. All of it being really of one piece. The Incarnation was all about, the whole reason for the Incarnation was so that Jesus could die and rise from the dead. Today, we tend to focus, and rightly so, on Mary's yes. Her saying, we call it the fiat, let it be done to me according to your word. But if you think about it, this is, before it's the feast of her yes, it's the feast of the yes of God the Son. Because to become incarnate, he had to say yes to his Father. We can say, yes, it was their plan together, but they are different persons, and the Son had to say yes, which defines who the Son is. He says yes to his Father. He is obedient, as we read in today's second reading and in the Psalms. We say, I have come, behold, I come to do your will. Let it be done to me according to your word. Is the echo of Jesus' yes, or God the Son's yes, before he was named Jesus. Today is the celebration of the yes of God, the Son, to die on the cross. take on flesh, to suffer from that moment on. We think about that. He continued, you know, little babies, their life isn't just all, you know, beautiful in the womb. There are, little babies have lots of problems in the womb. I mean, that ride down from Nazareth to Bethlehem could not have been easy on the baby at 9 months, but prior to that even, the Lord suffered from the beginning. He suffered what we all suffer. And in the incarnation, we have the great yes of God the Son, which is fulfilled and consummated, accomplished on the cross, as Jesus says in the garden right before this, not my will, but your will be done. But today we also remember that second yes that made it all possible. God the Son had to say yes to the Father, but Mary had to say yes to both of them. Standing really for mankind, first for Israel, but for all mankind, to say yes, accept, send the Son to us. And particularly for herself, it was a very personal self. It wasn't just a generic yes for the world. It was very personal to her that the Son would enter her womb and change her life completely and put upon her this huge responsibility. Yes, the many graces, but the huge responsibility of being the mother of God the Son. And if she knew her scripture, as she clearly did, as she prayed the Magnificat, which is nothing but a prayer taken in the rich tradition of Holy Scripture, she knew that this Son would suffer and die a terrible death. She was saying yes to all this. This teaches us. Mary says yes as her Son says yes. In the cross and resurrection, God the Son, Jesus, says yes to his Father. He's obedient, and in being obedient makes up for all of our times that we've said no to God. And in the resurrection, he presents himself to us and says, now, what do you say now? Will you say yes? Throughout Lent and throughout the last week and Easter, I've said a lot in our homilies and my columns and stuff, that Good Friday and Easter do us absolutely no good unless we respond by saying yes. All the grace that pours out, the divine mercy that pours out on us, unless we respond by repenting, respond by conforming our lives to his commandments, conforming our will to his will, not my will, but your will be done. Let it be done to me according to your word. If we do not follow the example of the Blessed Mother, who said yes to Jesus, yes to God the Father, yes to the Holy Spirit, then everything that Jesus did from the incarnation through the resurrection and ascension to heaven are useless to us. Mary's yes was essential for the salvation of the world, but your yes is essential for your salvation. Today, we turn to the Blessed Mother and we praise her for her yes. We praise her for all the yeses she gave to Jesus from the beginning all the way to the end and to the resurrection. And all the yeses she says to him now, and all the yeses she says to us as we invoke her intercession and her assistance. We give her praise, and we praise God for her. And we ask her to help us now to follow her example as she even imitates her Son and say, yes, let it be done to me according to your word. Praise be Jesus Christ.